Officials with the company U.S. Oil Sands say they can get back to work after a ruling Tuesday from the Utah Supreme Court. The justices decided not to allow an environmental group to challenge the mine's state water pollution permit. Barclay Cuthbert is vice president for operations at U.S. Oil Sands.
We've made plans this year to commence with construction out at the site. We're starting some of our initial site preparation work, the grading and whatnot that we need for the facility, and starting to look at foundations and some of the subsurface work that's required to prepare for things. We're still looking at a startup date in late 2015.
The mine is being built on 213 acres in Uinta County. The company's already spent $40 million and more than a decade preparing to bring the mine online. Plans are to use a citrus-based chemical in processing the thick, tarry oil. State water quality regulators decided in 2008 and again in 2011 that the project poses negligible threat to the groundwater. But Living Rivers disagrees. John Weisheit is the environmental group's co-founder.
I guess what you could say is it's not over with yet. We'll have to work this out in the future, and who knows how long that will take and if it'll end up going back to the court system.
Weisheit said he visited the PR Spring area recently and saw the springs running. His group contends that with the confluence of the White, Green, and Colorado rivers nearby, mining puts the area's water at risk. A group of protesters has been camping out near the mine site for weeks. Judy Fays, KUER News.